May I speak in the God, his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. One opportunity. This is the story of Mary and Martha. Two people who took the one opportunity to see Jesus. See, Martha had invited Jesus in, and Mary had sat at Jesus' feet. Both of them seized an opportunity to see Jesus. But interestingly, they spent time with him in many different ways. And our story this morning is only found in Luke's Gospel. It's not found in any other parts of the Bible. But Luke thought it was that important to put that short story in for us this morning. So Jesus was invited into Martha's home. See, what you've got to understand is that the Bible is completely up to date. Jesus understands what it means to be in rented accommodation or social housing or not own your own house. He didn't either. He had to rely on the hospitality of strangers. He didn't have his own house, yet he was the Son of God. But interestingly, they seized that opportunity to see Jesus. And so often, we read online, and you can read the news and on TV, that, oh, this is a one-time opportunity, like the DFS sale. It will end really soon. I'm so tempted to go into Chris Causeway. I want to see the sofas that are not on sale. There's got to be one that's not on sale. But it's always like it seems like there's one opportunity, you've only got 2 days, etc. You see, if you read our Bibles, we begin to realise there are so many people who only had one opportunity to meet with Jesus. You can read that story of Lazarus. You can read the story of the thief at the cross. You can read the story of blind man Bartimaeus. We don't know what happened to them. We've no idea. But they seized the opportunity to listen to Jesus. See, we always think that we've always got plenty of time. I've got loads of time to listen to God. I don't have to do it now. I'm busy. I've got other things going on. One thing you learn about when you're training at theological college is you hear every possible excuse from people about why they don't go to church, why they don't read their Bibles, why they don't pray. And the number one reason which keeps coming up is, I just don't have enough time. I'm a bit too busy, you know, at the moment, loads going on. The truth is, if we are the wealthiest person or the poorest person, we're always given 24 hours every day. We can't borrow time. You can't store it up. You can't save some for another day. But you do have a choice every day what you do in those 24 hours. See, Martha invited Jesus in. But she decided, do you know what, I'm a bit too busy for Jesus at the moment, I've got something to sort out. Do you know what, this is my phone. And I'm absolutely convinced that I'm the only person with this particular feature. And any time I go around Water Keys, no one else has this feature, but I have this feature on my phone. It's called an off button. And it's brilliant. And do you know what the best thing about an off button is? No one can ring you. No one can message you. No one can email you. It is very unlikely that God will talk to you through this. But it is very likely and true that God is talking to us now. You see, in a previous job, before I became a member of the clergy, I worked in the prison service. And I worked in prison security. And honestly, it feels like work on the Swiss railway, the amount of timings that have to happen to keep a prison running are extraordinary. For example, in my department, we were running four different shift patterns, 24 hours a day. We had earlies, we had afternoons, we had lates, we had nights. So lunchtime for prisoners was always 11:30 to 4:30 every day. Association was always at 4:30. You couldn't deviate off it. Do you know why I think the problem is? We have regulated our lives so much and we put so much in that we don't have time to sit at the feet of Jesus. We've built in so many structures to not listen to God. I think that people don't want to listen to God because if they did, they might have to change. You might have to change your attitude towards something. You might have to break an old habit. Dare I say, you might even have to say sorry for something. So what does this practically mean about listening to Jesus as Mary did in our story? Well, the thing about it is that you have to get to know Jesus. You can't just sit there and just hope that God is going to speak to you like just this minute or this second. But God knows you inside and out. And the more time you spend with him, the more time you will get to hear his voice. Just on Thursday, I was meeting with Jenny, so we went to the vicarage, and we prayed for people to come to know Jesus. That's what we prayed. And I walked out of the vicarage, and I was so sure, I thought, I must go and get some petrol for my car. It's running really low. My wife will tell me off if I went down for not putting enough fuel in it. And I was walking across just here on traffic lights. This is just on Thursday. And this bloke outside this building here said, "Hey, vicar." I said, "I've seen you talking to me." He said, yeah, I am. The thing is, mate, I believe in God, but now I've kind of drifted away. How do I get to hear the voice of God? And we spent a bit of time, I'm probably just outside of here. The thing about it is, I could have missed that opportunity to see what God's Spirit was doing. Interesting in our passage, if you go on reading on in Luke's Gospel, the next bit that comes up is interesting because the disciples ask Jesus, "How do I pray?" And it's when Jesus introduces the Lord's Prayer to his disciples. See, Mary was communicating with Jesus by sitting at his feet. It was a physical act. And back in those times, that's what we used to do. So if you wanted to listen to someone very intently, you would sit at their feet. And that's what she did. But as I said before, it was a conscious choice. If we are to listen to God or not. And we do that by praying, by reading our Bibles, by coming here. Do you know what the best thing about prayer is? There's no Wi-Fi connection needed. It doesn't have a password. It always works in direct sunlight. It just works all the time. Some people always ask me, well, how do I pray? How do I even start with that? Well, one of the things we do is read some of the Psalms, which are found in the Bible. They're fantastic prayers. You can join us on morning prayer from Monday to Wednesday if you do online. But I think what I love about this story most of all is in the very last verse that I read this morning, where Jesus says, "Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." In other words, if we really want to live our lives fulfilled, if we want to live our lives in the fullness of the joy of Christ, then we need to listen to him. But ultimately, Jesus died on the cross. But he is alive. And my challenge to you spend time here, sitting at his feet this week.